there, it's Julie for Dobbs. Since 1976, drivers have counted on us for bumper-to-bumper tire and auto service. And Dobbs now has more than 40 locations. One's probably close to you. Come see us today.
For deals you can use, click on gotodobbs.com now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the Rutherford Report on 101 ESPN.
Anything you folks want to know about the fascinating world of pro hockey, here we go.
With Jamie Rivers, Andrew Marsh, Brad Thompson in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN, we head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We bring in our good buddy from The Athletic, Jeremy Rutherford. JR, what's happening, my man? How's All-Star break treating you?
Oh, very good. This is a familiar voice. Good to hear you, buddy.
Thank you. It was good to see you. Now, you big league me at the event over the weekend. I saw you. I waved, and you were in a conversation as we were at the championship bash over at Helen Fitzgerald. But it was good to see you at the very least.
I did see you out of the corner. I was just avoiding you. How are you doing? That was a blast. That was a good time. Thanks for 101 for having us over there. And Helen Fitzgerald's a good time. And got to see a good game there, a couple good games.
Yes, it was great. And something that you haven't had an opportunity to see while watching Blues hockey, right?
Oh. Like
something
like good, hey, good come games. On, man. Come on, Brad. Come on.
Right, I said
Jamie,
it.
Let him go there.
I said it so you guys don't have to,
play
okay?
Nice,
I will do this. But, JR, I don't know if you heard us leading in to bringing you on, but like I know this about you. You're incredibly positive. You always see the bright side of everything. So we're sitting here in the All-Star break. This team's lost five games in a row. They are in desperate need of a reset. What can we look forward to post All-Star break? Like, well, what are some little silver linings, if you have one, of the second half here?
Brad.
Yeah, first of all, you know, I think there probably are some, and you probably got to look a little deep to find them. But I think the first thing is that these guys are going to get a chance to get away, and that's probably the biggest thing. Like, you know, Braden Schenn is into the team as much as anybody, and to see, you know, him do the pregame interview the other night with Darren Pang, I believe, and say that he was going to head to the beach, you know, you could just see these guys, I feel like they need it. You know, there might be some people who disagree and say they haven't been working hard, they don't need the beach. I get it. But, you know, the monotony of every day and what they've been going through, I think they needed some time away. And then big picture, you're a Blues fan. We're that much closer to whatever's going to happen. Like, we've been talking about it for weeks and months, and what's going to happen with this team? Well, guess what? That trade deadline is going to be a lot closer when we get back from this break. So I think that the outcome, everything we've been speculating about, we'll finally get some answers.
JR, look, at the trade deadline we know is March 3rd. Why would Army wait to the deadline? You know, because, like, you got a situation here. They've lost five in a row. They've fallen out quite far back in the playoff race, and they'll be even further back when they get back off of this break, because some teams are continuing to play. The Blues have the bye week as well as the All-Star break. But, you know, Army is sitting here right now where I think we all realize that change is coming. What would make Army want to wait to the deadline?
So I don't think it's a situation where he wants to wait. Like, I wrote a couple days ago at The Athletic that why Doug Armstrong may not be making any deals during the break. You know, it's just a situation where technically teams don't usually make those types of moves until you get the day or two or three out before the trading deadline on March 3rd. I think that Horvat trade was a little bit different, going from Vancouver to the New York Islanders. You know, those two teams seem to be locked in, and the way things are going in Vancouver this year, you know, they wanted to make that move with Horvat. But you look at the Blues situation, and by the way, Doug Armstrong's going to be in Europe for a couple weeks scouting, so, you know, that makes things a little bit more difficult trying to keep in touch with everybody. But, you know, why would he wait throughout this break and not pull the trigger sooner? I think it's just a matter of teams being ready, and you know, other teams are going to have their eyes on other players around the league, and they need to wait to find out, are those guys going to be available? Is that a better deal than if I called the Blues about O'Reilly and Tarasenko? So, to me, there's just so many things that have to come together. that's why it doesn't seem like it happens until the 24, 48 hours before that deadline.
JR, I'm sure by now most of our listeners read your piece about Ryan O'Reilly, sitting down with him, the fact that he wants to be able to stay here and are planning on, if not already having, some of those conversations perhaps. So do you see, and I get it, I understand what he wants, and I understand that from an athlete standpoint, from a family standpoint, you feel good about it. How good do you feel about the chances of Ryan O'Reilly actually being in St. Louis after the deadline?
Probably not great. I think it's a situation where at this point, Doug Armstrong's just got to be looking at moving a lot of these guys and hitting this reset, whatever you want to call it. So I think that with Ryan O'Reilly probably being a big chip, I would think probably a bigger chip than even Tarasenko, just because he's a center. And I think that teams are going to be interested in bringing in Ryan O'Reilly. That I think that they're going to have to move him. Look, I don't know that they're going to get a first-round pick, a top-tier prospect, things like that, but I think the assets are going to be good enough that at the end of the day, Doug Armstrong's probably going to want to lean towards moving him. But, you know, I'm not trying to ride the fence here. There's always that chance that he looks at the situation and looks at, you know, the leadership and what he thinks that O'Reilly brings to this team, and maybe they sign him for a couple of years. So I still think that's probably small percentage chance, but at the end of the day, you know, obviously Ryan O'Reilly wants to stay here. That's what he said in the article. But Doug Armstrong is going to have control over that because Ryan O'Reilly doesn't have a no trade clause.
JR, with Vladimir Tarasenko's situation with the no trade clause, we know ultimately, you know, he has the last say. As you're looking around and as you're looking at different teams around the league that either have cap space or would be willing to acquire a Vladimir Tarasenko, any preliminary thoughts on where he might end up? Because I know the Islanders were in the conversation, but then they just jumped in on the Bo Horvat deal, and I can't imagine they'd be dealing for Vladimir Tarasenko for cap space reasons and the fact that they already got their guy. So I'm wondering who else could be a potential dance partner for the Blues that he would say yes to.
Yeah, it's interesting too, Jane, because we were talking about the Islanders the past year or so with Tarasenko, and the one player we thought that might be coming back in such a deal is Anthony Beauvillier, and he's the guy who went to Vancouver in that Bo Horvat deal. So it does look like the Islanders would not be a team anymore that we're staring at. But I think a couple teams, we've mentioned Carolina, but you look at the GM there, Don Waddle, he said that they typically don't get into the rental market. They want some guys with term. That's not the situation with Tarasenko, but they've just lost Max Pacioretty to the injury, so maybe they change their tune and bring Tarasenko in. Another team, I know this team's been mentioned a few times, but I'll continue to mention them, the New York Rangers. He's got his good friend Panarin there, and I think there's been some link between perhaps the Blues and the New York Rangers. By the way, around the league, you just some scuttlebutt. What are the Blues asking for Vladimir Tarasenko? You know, I've heard a variety of different things, but, you know, somewhere in the range of maybe a first and a third. And a lot of people don't know if Blues will get a first-round pick for Vladimir Tarasenko, but that should certainly be the asking price from Doug Armstrong as he heads into the last couple weeks.
We're talking to Jeremy Rutherford from The Athletic, our Blues insider right here at 101 ESPN. And JR, unless things drastically change in the next month, which, I mean, who knows, right? Sports are crazy. Things can happen. But you're looking at all these deals that are potentially happening. You're looking to set yourself up for the future as an organization. If I'm a young player, I'm looking at this and say, all right, well, this is like my chance. This is my chance to show out for the rest of the year, and this is my chance to be a part of things next year. So when you're thinking about it from that frame of mind, who are some young guys that you would like to see take advantage of this opportunity who might be under the microscope here?
Yeah, so there's some young guys that maybe aren't here yet, whether it be a Zach Bolduc or a Jimmy Snuggerud, who maybe they'll be here in a couple of years and be able to get some ice time based on maybe a transition that the Blues are going through. But right here, immediately, we've talked about these guys. The Jake Neighbors, you would think, is going to get some opportunity. He slipped up into the top six a week or so ago and got a chance there. Nikita Alexandrov, this is a guy who, look, he almost made the team out of training camp, and we didn't see that coming, and I think he's going to get a chance. Tyler Tucker's been sent down, but I think he's a player. Jamie likes him. I like him. I think he's going to be a guy who gets some playing time. And perhaps, you know, do they trade the backup goalie, Thomas Greiss, if there's some interest around the league and bring up Hofer and give him a shot? I don't know that that'll happen, but it looks like with Hofer signing the one-way deal for the next 2 years, he'll be the backup next year, so maybe they kind of speed that up. Maybe they don't. Maybe they want him down in Springfield. But those are three or four of the names that I think could get some more opportunity because of the Blues situation.
JR, the Blues could find themselves in a little bit of a log jam here with guys coming off the IR, specifically on the back end. Any update on, you know, Marco Scandella and Scott Perunovich? And are those guys, are those two players that could be coming off the IR post All-Star break? And if so, I mean, that does create quite a traffic jam.
Yeah, they could be. And they've been skating for quite a while. I've been talking to Scott Perunovich a bit for a story I'm going to write about him. And he and Scandella have been skating for a while. But I think all along they saw that you had the break, and even the timetable with their injury, Riv, it was going to be after this break. I don't know that they'll be ready right after the break, February 11th against Arizona. But I think that within the next week or two, you could probably see them get cleared. I know Scott Perunovich is cleared for partial contact. He's got to get more clearance to be able to come out and get bumped in practice. But he and Scandella, yeah, right around the corner. And then depending on what the health looks like then, there could be some roster gymnastics in terms of the salary cap.
He's Jeremy Rutherford, does great work at The Athletic. If you don't have The Athletic by now, Jamie,
shame on you.
Shame. Shame on you, because yep, you get great content from our guy, JR. You can also follow him on Twitter at JP Rutherford. JR, we'll talk to you again next week. Enjoy your All-Star break.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.